We would like to thank Jacob Simons for sponsoring this month's learning. Yasha Koyach. Okay. The Gemara says on Daf Lamed Amin Aleph, three lines before they get wide, Tan Rabbanon. Four lines before they get wide. Amr Lehen Echad Ani Re'isi Avichem Shehitin Maos Beshidat Evel Migdal. So you have an Eid Echad who says to a bunch of Yorshim that he saw their father hide money in a certain place. Svamar Shal Ploni Hain, and the father said that it belongs to Ploni. Or Shal Meiser Sheni Hain, it depends. Bibayis Lo Marklum. But Besada Dvarv Kayamin, why? Says the Braisa, Klalo Shal Davar, Kol She Biyada Litlon, Dvarv Kayamin, Ein Biyada Litlon Lo Amarklum. So the Braisa says it depends whether the Eid Echad had the ability to take the money. If it was in the bias and he had no access to the money, then he's not Ne'eman. But if he had access to the money, because it was in the Sadeh, then we assume that the Eid Echad is Ne'eman. So the Rishonim deal with the obvious question, why do you need this Ne'emanus of Biyada, whatever it is, which is what we're going to discuss? Typically, Mishum Eid Echad is Ne'eman Bi'isurim, at least within by Meiser Sheni. There's an element of Isur there, so we should say Eid Echad is Ne'eman Bi'isurim. That we'll discuss the second half of the Chabur Mirtz Hashem. Right now, we're going to focus on what is this Ne'emanus of Biyada Litlon, that the Braisa says that depends if the Eid Echad, this guy, was able to take the money, he's Ne'eman with respect to the status of the money, who it belongs to, whether it belongs to Ploni, whether it's Meiser Sheni. But if it was not Biyado, because it was in the bias, then he is no longer Ne'eman. So Tosis points out that this is clearly not a Ne'emanus of Migu, right? Why don't we say here that Amigo di boy shasik, he didn't have to open his mouth. So now that he opened his mouth, he should be Ne'eman to say, he should be Ne'eman to say that it belongs to Ploni. So Tosis explains, because if he would have been quiet, if this Eid Echad wouldn't have opened his mouth, he wouldn't have been able to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. He wouldn't have been able to get the money to Ploni. And we know one of the klalim of Migu is that Amigu lechatzitaina lo aminan. That in order for Amigu to accomplish that which you want to accomplish, it has to be that both tainas were able to accomplish the same amount. But let's say you could have tained A, and we say, since you could have tained A and you would have been believed, you should be Ne'eman with taina B. That's only if taina A can accomplish as much as we want to accomplish with taina B. But if taina A can't accomplish as much as you want to accomplish with taina B, that's called a migu lechatzi taina, chatzi taina, because it only accomplishes half of the taina that you want to make now, then we don't say migu. Why? It's very mistaber, because the whole point of migu is kind of lamli l'shaker. Why would I lie if I can make this taina what I would have been believed? So I should be believed when I make taina B. But if I can explain to you why I wouldn't have made taina A, because I wouldn't be able to accomplish the same amount with taina A as I would with taina B, that takes away the whole migo, because there's no lamli shaker. I'll tell you why lamli l'shaker, lamli l'shaker. Because if you would have made taina A, you wouldn't accomplish as much as you want to accomplish with taina B. That takes away the migo. L'chor, that's what Tosis means, that this is some type of migo l'chatzi taina, and that's why that's not what's going on here. This is not a migo here. This is some other type of ne'emanus of biyado. So what's the pshat? What's the havana in this ne'emanus of biyado litlon? So the Chor as follows. There is a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Peches. On Peches Benalf. The Gemara in Pezayin and Mabez, Peches Benalf, is trying to figure out what the mucker for Edus Isha, that an Eid Echad is Ne'eman. So the Gemara goes the whole Shach Vataria, and the Gemara attempts to prove it from the fact that an Eid Echad is Ne'eman by different types of Isurim, like Tevel. The Gemara says, we know that a person is Ne'eman to say that he was Mafrish Trumos from a pile of Tevel. Shouldn't this serve as the Mukar, as the Binyanav, for the idea of Eid Echad Ne'eman by Isha? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good source. Why? Says the Gemara, Hai Tevel, Heichidami Peches Man Aleph, Idi Dei Mishum Debiyado Lasakna. if we're talking about his tevel, that's not a good proof, because there it's biyadu to be misakin it, and maybe here he's believed because it's biyadu to be misakin a tevel, he's believed to say that the truma was separated. But by Edus Isha, that's obviously not relevant. And says the Gemara, Ela da Acher, my kasavar, I kasavar, Torim Mishalosh al Chavero, a person has the right to be Torim from his peros and someone else's peros, to be misakin yenim's tevel. That's because it's biyado l'sakno. It's the same nemanus. It's the same nemanus of biyado, and that can't serve as a bininah. That can't serve as the paradigm for an eidachad bineman by eidas isha. Because over here it's different. It's biyado. So the Gemara introduces us to this klal of an eidachad is neman when it's biyado. When it's biyado b'mesakin, that's a certain type of nemanus. Okay. There's a Gemara in Maseches Gittin, and daf nun dalei amud beis. The Rush makes this Gemara famous. The Gemara says, a braisa, Tana Rabbanan, haya osei mo betaharos. If you have someone who was working with his friend's taros, va'amar lo, taros shasisimcha nitmu. And he said to his friend, let's say the taros belonged to Shimon, Reuven was working with Shimon, and Reuven says to Shimon, when I was working with you, I noticed that the taros became tamei. A sheretz touched the peros, and they became tamei. So, or hayu osimo bizvachim. Let's say he was a kohen and he was shechting his animal. Va'amrle zvachim shasisimcha nispaglu. They became pigle. I had machshavas pigle. The halacha is neman. The brisa says that the person is neman to say about someone else's peros or someone else's kachim that they're pasul, that they're tame. However, aval amrlo taros shasisimcha biyom ploni nitmu. But if he's no longer working with him, but he says, oh, remember, you know, last week when we were working together with those taros, they became tamei. Or, same thing with zvachim, the kachim that we were working with 10 days ago, they became pasul. In that case, the Braisa says he's not neman. So the Gemara says, maishna resha, maishna seifa. What's the difference between the resha and the seifa? Says the Gemara, amrabaye, kol shabiyado neman. Kol shabiyado neman. That any time something is biyado to do, like in that case, in the Reisha, where right now Reuven is working with Shimon's Taros, and theoretically he could, it sounds like, theoretically he could be metameyit, so he should be neman to say that it's tameh. So to when it comes to the kachim, when it comes to the being mefagel the kachim, since it's biyado to be mefagel, therefore he should be neman to say that it is actually pigle. That's how, you know, the simple read of the Gemara, that's how I would have read the Gemara. But the Rush says over here in Gittin, in Perek HaNizak, in the fifth Perek, says that's not the way to read the Gemara. Because if that's the case, he shouldn't be neman. Because he would never have said that he was the one to be metamiyat, because if he was the one to be metamiyat, he'd be responsible for the damages. Without getting into shailas of hezek shein nikar, whether it's daraisa derabanan, but he'd be responsible for the damages. So we don't necessarily think that he would have been metamiyat. So since he would never say that he was the one to be metamiyat, he wouldn't be neman to say it became tamei from elsewhere. So rather, the Rush says, the Gemara is telling us a new type of lumdus. And the Rush, it's a mamish, a gevaldik lashon. It sounds like an achronish lashon. This is his lashon. I'll tell you what the Rush says. He says, "V'lav mi taima di boy metamelu di itam inu boy shlume." Because if he was metamiyat, he'd have to pay. V'od, the Gemara also further quotes from the Mash Megabe Sefer Torah, the Sefer Biad Lavlar, Neman Lomar, Lo Kasati As Karos Lishman, Al Pishe Kfar Nichtavu. The Sofer is Neman to say that the Sefer Torah was not written Lishma, even though it was already written, calls man its Biyado. But at that point, if it's already written, it's not Mamish Biyado to undo it and write it Sholo Lishma. Okay, he quotes another proof. Rather, he says the Lumdus is that since it's biyado, it's kishalohim. If something is literally biyado, and you have theoretically the ability to do something to it, Alpidin, we treat it as yours with respect to Ne'emanus of its status. It's Shalo with respect to the Ne'emanus of its status, Alpidin. So now, when the Reuven is working with Shimon's Taros, since it's biyado physically to be metamiyat, it's not that since he could say he was metamiyat, therefore he's Ne'eman to say. No, it's that since it's biyado right now to be metamiyat, therefore Alpidin, it's kishalo le'inyan, that he's Ne'eman to speak about its status, to tell us its status of whether it's tahor or tameh. So too the Gemara speaks about a sofer who is Ne'eman. He already wrote the Sefer Torah. He already wrote the Sefer Torah, but calls man that is still biyado. He's the bailim with respect to saying that the Sefer Torah is not written lishma, even though he's going to cause a hefset for Yenim. But since it's biyado, he's ne'eman, it's kishalo, le'inyan its status. So the Rosh says that this idea, this Gemara, the Gemara in Gittin, l'chor, the Gemara in Yavamas as well, which tells us the ne'emanis of biyado, it's not a regular migu ne'emanis. It's the ne'emanis of being a bailim. And being the bailim on something is pashut, your ne'eman to say your peros were separated, or your taros or tameh, your kachim is tahor, or is kasher or apostle. So too, even if it's not yours, but it's biyado, it's kishalo with respect to ne'emanis of its status. Does that make sense? That's the Rosh Chodesh, yeah.
If you're not the bottom, the problem is
in terms of a halos, a person can't be, but alide maisa, a person can be osu darvish nishalo. Here we're talking about ne'emanis. I have no ne'emanis with respect to the status of your.
Why does it matter whether it's be? Why does it matter if you're the bottom or not the bottom?
Because once you become the bottom, you become them.
Adam
is not a shayla of ne'emanis. That's a shayla in terms of whether halachically you have the koach to actually aser davar sheinu shelo, or only the bailam has the ability to create a halos in the cheftza. Right? Like in terms of worshipping someone else's animal, whether you have the ability to create a halos. That's not a shayla of ne'emanis per se. That's not a question of it's what happened to it. That's a shayla of whether you have the koach to create a chalos in this cheftza, right? What we're talking about here is not whether the person has the ability to be metame taro shel chaver. That for sure he does, right? Maybe it's hezek shein nikar, hezek nikar. That's a separate shaila. For whatever reason, you can be metame. That doesn't get into the problem of in adam osur davar shein shelo. Here the shaila is in terms of your ne'emanus about the status of the truma, or of the tevel, or of the taros, whether it's tahor, whether it's tameh. And usually, I have no ne'emanus. I can say, Dani, by the way, you know, your kachim, it's pigel. Mechtese. You have no, a person is ne'eman al asma and is nechasim, yosur me edem. You need other edem to, an edach is ne'eman yosur, but not to be mafsid yenem. Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
I think. Right? Am I missing something?
That's the whole shayla that we're going to talk about soon in our Gemara, no? Of the Meister Shemi, and whether we even say...
That's a shayla of... That's a shayla of Eid Echad Lahachmir to... Right. Eid Echad Lahachmir to... okay, we'll come back to that in a second. We'll come back to that in a second. That's a din in the Rishonim, whether Eid Echad is Neman to Lahachmir when it is biyado to cause a loss to someone else. For whatever reason, right
our
now...
Our is only when it's biyado. Meaning if it wasn't biyado, then you wouldn't have that.
Okay, maybe we'll come back to that point and then when we discuss the Ran inside. Yeah, okay. Right now we're discussing the ne'emanus of the ne'emanus of the person who is working with his friend or the kachim. So says the Rosh, that ne'emanus is not a ne'emanus of Eid Echad. Rather, it's a ne'emanus of biyado, and it's kishalo, and now you have a ne'emanus to speak about its status, even to passel it. Oh. So, l'chora, there is another gemara that, oh no, there is another Gemara that seems to have this idea as well. It's a Gemara we saw last year in Bava Basra and Perek Yishnochlin and Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amaz. The Gemara says that a person is neman to say Gerashti Est Ishti. A person is neman to say that he divorced his wife. Why? Because it's Biyada Lagarsha. How will Biyada Lagarsha? And the Gemara ends up saying that that's only true Mikan Laba, but that's not true. That's not true Lamafreya. It's only true Mikan Laba that he's Neman to be Megarish as Ishto. If it's not true Lamafreya, maybe we'll come back in a second why that's so. But the Gemara makes that chilk, that the Nemanus of Biyada Lagarsha is Mikan Laba, not Lamafreya. So the Nesivis in Klalei Migo explains this Gemara based on the Rush. He says, this Gemara is just telling us the idea of anything biyado, you're the Baalim to say what its status is. So the Baal, who is the Baalim on the status of the Kiddushin, he is the one who was able to be Mekayim, he's the one who was able to be Mafkir Alayde Gerushin. So he's Neman to have a say on the status of the woman, whether she's Mikudeshes, whether she's Nesua, or she's Migureshes, whether she's now she's a Penuya. That's what the Nesiva says in the Klali Amiga. It's in at the end of Simon Pei Beis, Osi Yud Aleph. He quotes the Rush, and he says, L'chora, that's what's going on in the Gemara in Bava Basra, and he says this to friend for a question that the Rishonim ask over there. I'll mention it briefly what the question is. The Gemara, the Rishonim there ask, L'chora, that should the Gemara should run into a problem of Migul L'chatzi Taina, like we mentioned before. And why is that Migul L'chatzi Taina? Because let's say the Gemara says that the Gemara earlier says that a person is Neman to say that 1 second. No, leave off that. He's coming to Fran for a question that the Rishonim ask over there. So he says that this Gemara in Bava Basra and Kufla Medalad must be referring to the Nemanus of Biyado, and not the Nemanus of Migu. The Shmaitza in Shmaitza Vav Perek Aleph in the beginning doesn't quote the Nesivis, but he quotes this Gemara. And he says that this Gemara can't be referring to the Nemanus of Biyado. Why? Because he thinks that the Nemanus of Biyado was only said Lagabe Isurin. It was never said Lagabe Adavar Shebe'erva. Adavar Shebe'erva, you need two Edim, or you need two Edim. Maybe sometimes a tiny smigu, but the nemanus of biyado, of an edechad of biyado, does not work. How does he know that? For two reasons. First of all, it's clear from the Gemara in Gittin that with the nemanus of biyado, not only does it work mikan elava, it also works lemafreya, right? When a person says, in the case of the taharos, when Reuven says that Shimon's taros were tame. So he's neman to say, even though right now it's biyado, he's neman to say that these were tame from a previous stage, even though that's in the past, and it's no longer biyado to be matame in the past, but right now it's biyado, so therefore he's neman to say that this has been tame since a previous date. Same thing with the kachim. He's neman to say, even though as long as it's biyado right now, he's neman to say that something happened to it at a previous state. But it's mevor in the Gemara Bava Basra that we just quoted by a person's neman to say geirashti es ishti because it's biyado lagarsha. That's only mikan ulahaba, not lamafreya. The Gemara is explicit about that. His nemanus is only mikan ulahaba. It's not lamafreya. and says the Shmeitza, if you're going to tell me that the Ne'emanus of the Gemara in Bava Basra is Mitam Biyado, that is Biyado Lagarsha, just like the Rush was Mechadish and Gittin, that Biyado makes you the Bailim. If you're the Bailim on it, you're Ne'eman like a Bailim. So that should be true in Mafreya. So why is the Gemara in Bava Basra and Kuflam Adalad, why is the Gemara Mechalik between Mikan Alaba and Lamafreya? Elamas is the Shmeitza. It must be that the Gemara in Bava Basra and Yish Nochlin is not referring to the Ne'emanus of Biyado. Rather, it's referring to a classic Ne'emanus of Migu. Migu that a person could have said, Migu that a person could divorce his wife. It's not the full Ne'emanus of Biyado Lagarsha. It's a Migu that he could have divorced his wife. He could, he's Ne'eman to say that she's Migu Reshes. And that only works Mikan Laba, not Lamafreya, without getting into the details, because we don't say Migu Lamafreya. For those who weren't at the beginning of Chazkas about him, Migu Lamafreya Tosas is Mechadish this cloud, that we don't, Migu only works Mikan Laba, Migu doesn't work Lamafreya. At time of Biyado, something as Biyado, that works also Lamafreya, Migu doesn't work Lamafreya. So the Shmeitza says that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Yesh Nochlin, that the Baal is Neman to say Girash, he's Biyado Lagarsha, not Mitam Biyado, rather because of Migu. And says the Shmeitza, I'll tell you another reason why the Gemara in Bava Basra cannot be referring to the Ne'emanus of Biyado. Says the Shmeitza, because where do we learn Eidus by Davar Sheba Erva? Davar Mimamam. Right? Davar Mimamam is Exer Shav Davar Mimamam, the Gemara in Kedushin Samachai, or Samachav. Yeah. So, just like it's pashut that by mamon, there's no ne'emanus of biyado, you need edim or amigu to be ne'eman by mamon. There's no ne'emanus of biyado. So too, by dover sheva erva, it should be a dover pashut that there's no ne'emanus of biyado. That's the Shmeitza's his last argument, that the Gemara in Bava Basra has to be referring to ne'emanus of migu, not ne'emanus of biyado, because Davar Davar Mimamon is the source for Ne'emanus by Davar Sheba Erva. And therefore, the Gemara can't be referring to Biyado, because just like by Mamon there's no Biyado, so to by Davar Sheba Erva there's no Biyado. That's the Shmeitza. Yeah? So far, so good? So what's going to be the Pshat for the Nesivas? So, again, because the Nesivus learns that the Gemara in Bava Basra is referring to a Ne'emanus of Shabiyado, just like the Rush was Miyaseid from the Gemara in Gittin. Yeah.
Maybe I'm not understanding. Why is this considered Davar Sheba Erva? He's not being made, I saw the Gershon happen. Or he's not being made that I did the Gershon. He's being made, she has the status of a Kusha. Isn't that the lock with the Rashi beginning of Makos? Where he dafkas, the Rashi shows me to dafka say that the two Eidim saw the Gerushin happen, and that's why you're Ben Chalutza.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have just been made, you're Ben Chalutza, it wouldn't be Davar Sheba Erva. So it would be the same thing here.
I know what you're referring to in terms of the Rashi, but that Shaila is whether Eidus on the status of whether she is Grusha or not is a Davar Sheba Erva. Yeah, I don't remember. That's the raid. I don't know. The Shmeitz is assuming that this Shaila, whether she's Grusha, is a Davar Sheba Erva. As to her status, is a Davar Sheba Erva, not in terms of the Maisa Gerushin. I mean, that also, but not only that. Also in terms of whether she's Grusha or not. And therefore, he thinks that it can't be any better than Davar Sheba Mamon, than Mamon. Yeah? I'm not sure. That's what the Shmeitza says. So what's the Pshat in the Nesivus? So L'chora, we have two Gemaras. One is really a Gemara explained by one of the Rishonim, and one is a Beferish Gemara by us, which seem to support the Nesivus. So the first Gemara is a different Gemara in Bava Basra, on Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there has the Machlokas Rabbi Yudin L'Chachamim about the Ne'emanus of Yakir. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the pasuk of Yakir, Yakirinu la'achir, that a father is ne'eman to say that a certain son of his is the bechor in order to get pishnayim. even if we had a preconceived notion that another son was the Bechor, the father is Ne'eman to say that a different son is the Bechor in order to get the Pishnayim. That's Rabbi Yehuda learns that from the pasuk of Yakir, Yakirin Elachim, that the father has special Ne'eman is to determine or to tell us to be Megala who the Bechor is to get Pishnayim. And the Chachamim argue. And the Chachamim say that the pasuk of Yakir, Yakirin Elachim, says the Gemara, is talking about a case where Tzarech HaKeira, where there was no preconceived notion. We had no idea who the Bechor was. In that case, the father's Ne'eman to determine who the Bechor is to get Pishnayim. So asks the Gemara there in Bava Basra, Kuv Chav Zayin, says the Gemara, I don't understand. If the Ne'emanus of the father from the Pasuk of Yakir, Yakir Nelachem is the case of Tzarech HaKeira, where there's no preconceived notion, we have no Svar Chitzona, who the Bechor is, the father's telling us the Bechor is, why do you need Gzeiras HaKasid to tell you that he's Ne'eman? Since Iboy, if he wanted, he could just give that Bechor Pishnayim as a Matana, he should be Ne'eman to determine who the Bechor is. Since if he wanted, he could just give the Bechor the Pishnayim, that should give him the Ne'emanus Misvara of who the Bechor is with respect to Pishnayim. Why do you need Gzeiras HaKasiv of Yakir, Yakirin Elachirim, that the father is Ne'eman B'chagavna? That's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara gives the Teretz about. Remeir, Dabar, Shalom Bal Olam, Ayin Sham. So, the Yad Ramah over there, in his Chidushim, above Abbas from Kulchav Zayin, explains the Gemara, and says, when the Gemara says that he should be Ne'eman because it's B'yado to give the Pishnayim to any of the sons that he wants, so he should be Ne'eman to say that he's a Bechor with respect to Pishnayim. What the Gemara is referring to is the classic Ne'emanus of B'yado. The classic Ne'emanus of B'yado. He quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, and he says that this Ne'emanus of B'yado, I forget if he quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra. He does. No. The other Gemara in Bava Basra. He does. Kuf Lamed Daled. No. Wait one second. No, he doesn't. Forget that. But he does quote the Gemara in Yevamos and the Gemara in Gittin. And says the Yad Ramah, and you'll tell me maybe this Ne'emanus of B'yado is limited to Yisurim. So how does the Gemara in Bava Basra make any sense? Because the Gemara is talking about the Gemara in Yishnot and Kuf Chav Zayin, not Kuf Lamed Daled. The Gemara there is talking about Mamonis. So where do we find that B'yado is a Ne'emanus even by Mamon? Says the Yad Ramah, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. Says the Gemara that Amrlan Echad Ani Risi Avichem Shet Min Malosha B'Shidim Megla V'Chulei. Says the Bryce, it depends on whether it's B'yado Litlon or not. So the Yad Ramah says, you see from this Gemara that the person is Ne'eman when it's B'yado, even by a Davar Shebemamon. So it's a Raya, a Gemara Mufureshes, that the Ne'emanus of B'yado applies even to Mamon. The Yad Ramah explains the Gemara in Bava Basra Kuv Chav Zayin, I'll pee this Yisod. And he says, there's another Gemara which assumes that way already, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, that the Ne'emanus of B'yado is not limited to Yisurim, it applies also to Mamon. So Lechora, this is a Kasha on the, it's a Raya for the Nesivus, first of all, that the Ne'emanus of B'yado applies to Mamon, and therefore it should apply to Davar Shebe Erva as well. There's no reason to be Mechalik between Yisurim on the one hand and Davar Shebe Erva and Mamon on the other hand. And it's a Kasha in the Shmaitza who says that the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Lamed Daled, can't be referring to the Ne'emanus of B'yado because it's definitely not true when it comes to Mammon, but Lechora, Sanhedrin Lamed is Beferish, and the Yad Ramah explains the Gemara in Bava Basra, I'll pee this Gemara. Oh, thank you. Okay. So what's going to be the Yishuv for the Shmaitza? So this, I really don't know. I saw that the Stipler in Gittin, in the first, I think the first siman, about Erech Hanem Bisurin. So there he quotes this. He quotes Yad Ramah. And he says, L'chora, the Shmaitza, Udi Imei, who assumed that the Nemes B'yod doesn't apply to Mammon, will have to learn the Gemara based on a Ridvan Kiddushin. Tremendous Bekias. He found the Ridvan Kiddushin Daf Samachai, who says, he's dealing with a different question about about Eid Echad, the Ne'amanus of Eid Echad. And he quotes his Gemara, and he says, in this Gemara, the Ne'amanus of Biyado is because the father here, in this case, the father believed this guy, him ne kibay trey, and it's ki'ilu, he gave it to him as a pikadam. So now, if it was besadeh, and it was biyad, this individual to take it, so the father clearly had gave ne'amanus to this individual with respect to this chefza, and that's what gives him the ne'amanus to determine its status. But if it's bebayis, there's no hochacha that the father gave this guy ne'amanus because he didn't give him access to the chefza. That's why he's not going to be ne'aman. So Radva says it's this ne'amanus of himne. So what is that? I'm not sure what that ne'amanus is. It could be that it's a reference to ne'amanalai abba, ne'amanalai vicha, which we know applies to both by Dayonis and by Edus from the first sugya in the parak on Chav Gimel, that the sugya of Ne'aman kibetrei, you can be mamina and edacha kishnayim, and maybe that's what's going on here, that if it's besadeh, there's an umdun in the muchach that this father wanted this guy to be the bailim on this chefza to determine its status. I'm not sure, but whatever it is, it's the Ritva clearly assumed, not like the Yad Ramah, and not like the simple read of the Gemara, that this is a reference to the classic Ne'amanus of Biyado, the Gemara in Gittin Nun Dalet, and the Gemara in Yevamos Peches, the new Ne'amanus of Biyado Litlan, Biyado Tedusan, Biyado Lesakin, that you're the Bailim with respect to Ne'amanus on its status. So, in terms of how to read this Gemara, it's a Yesodistik Shaila, whether the Ne'amanus of Biyado applies to Mamanus, thereby whether it applies to Davar Shebe'erv as well, and that's going to affect the way to read the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kaflam and Dalet, and other Gemaras as well, Ayin Sham, the Shmaitza, and the Nesivis. Clear? Okay. Now, back to the Ran in our Sogya. The Ran asks the following question in the beginning of the Sogya. The Ran asks, the Bais Lomar Klum. He says, what happened to the klal of Eidecha Nem Bisur? Yesh Lefarish V'lomar, Demilsa Psikta Kasani, Bein Shomar Stam, Bein Shomar Moser Bevais Lomar Klom, Avafagav Eidecha Nem Bisurin, Vahaya Bedinshi and Neman Inyan Meiser Sheni. So I understand by Ploni he's not Neman because that's not Yisurin, that's Mammon. But by Meiser Sheni, there are many dinim that are Begeder Isser that relate to Meiser Sheni. So this guy should have been Neman even if it was in the bias. Even if it wasn't Biyado, he should be Neman Alts Eidecha Nam Misurin, says the Ran. Two Teirutzim, we're going to focus on the first one. Efshar, She'eda Zeshel Meiser Sheni Din Mamon Yeshbo, Sheha Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavohu. Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoha, so that is a Din Mamon. Vuhu Bo Lahotzi Ha Mamon Meches Kaso. By claiming that it's Meiser Sheni, you're coming to take the money out of its Ches Kaso. Says the Ran that since Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, therefore what the Eid is trying to do is to take the Mamon from Ploni and give it to Gavoa. And that's together Davar Shebe Mamon. And therefore, the Eid Echad is not going to be Neman, even though it's true there are some elements of Isser involved, but since whether predominantly it's a shaila of mammon or there's also mammon involved, that limits the eid echad's ne'amanus, and that's why the Gemara has to come on to the ne'amanus of biyad litlan or ein biyad litlan, whatever that means. In 5 minutes ago, okay. So l'chor the Ran is assuming, which what I think to be the simple understanding of what Meiser Sheni mammon gavoa means. We know. In almost every Masechta in Shas, it comes up the Shaila Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Meir of Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa Mamon Hedyo. And the Gemara speaks about this in different contexts, different dinim, different afkaminas. But the simple pshat is that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, and it's really belongs to a certain extent, it belongs to Gavoa, and that limits the Bailim's, he's not really the Bailim, so therefore it limits his ability to do certain things with it. And Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Meister Sheni Moment had Yod, and therefore it's his and Gantz, and it just has certain dinim. It's like Truma. There are certain dinim, but you're the complete Bailam on it. Kayadua, Reb Chaim turned the whole machlokas on its head from a few Rambams. The Gemara in Maseches Zvachim on Dav Vav quotes a Gzeres HaKasuv. The Gemara there is talking about Yorshim with respect to Kachim, Mikofi Mechapra, Mikiva Mechapra. So there the Gemara discusses different dinim of Yorshim. So the Gemara there quotes a Gzeres HaKasuv in Gal Yigal, I think, that there's a Gzeres HaKasuv that we know that a Bailim who's Poed in Meiser Sheni has to be Mosef Chomish. So too a Yorish, a person who inherits Meiser Sheni from his father, if he redeems the Meiser Sheni, he also has to be Mosef Chomish. So the Ravid in the Sifra, quoting this on this Taurus Kohanim, this Medrash Halacha, the Ravid asks the following question: why do you need a Gzeres HaKasuv to tell you that a Yorish has to be Mosef Chomish when he's being poed in Meiser Sheni? Why is it any different than if I have Meiser Sheni, I give it to you as a Matana, and then you want to be poed it, you're the owner. So of course, the owner is, that din is an owner, the Bailam and the Meiser Sheni, when he redeems it, is Mosef Chomish. So why is it any different than a Matana? Why do you need a Gzeres HaKasuv to tell you that the Yorish also has to be Mosef Chomish when he redeems the Meiser Sheni? It's no different than any Matan. So the Ravi gives two Terusim, but we'll just focus on the first Teretz because there's not really such a major difference between the two Terusim. The Yesod comes out the same. That the first Teretz of the Ravi is that the Gzeres HaKasuv to tell you that a Yorish is Mosef Chomish on the Meiser Sheni is telling you that Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. If not for the Gzeres HaKasuv, I would have thought to say, Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. One second. Fuck here. The pasuk is telling us that Meiser Sheni Mamon Hedyo. Meaning, if Meiser Sheni would have been Mamon Gavoa, then the father would not be able to be Morish his Meiser Sheni to his Yorishim, because it's not his, it doesn't belong to him. Comes the pasuk of Gal Yigal that a Yorish is Mosef Chomish, which is telling us that it's Shayach Yerusha by Meiser Sheni. In other words, Meiser Sheni Mamon Hedyot, because if Meiser Sheni would have been Mamon Gavoa, it wouldn't be Shayach Yerusha. And the Ravid gives it the second teretz, but what comes out from the Ravid in his Peirush on the Taurus Kohanim is that Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa meant that you're not the Bailam. You wouldn't even be the Bailam to be Morish, which is a tremendous chiddush. That's what he's saying. According to Reb Meir, Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa is not Shayach Yerusha. That's what the pasuk is telling us, that Meiser Sheni Mamon Hedyo, I'll leave it to Reb Yehuda, and that's why it's Shayach Yerusha, and that's why the din is that the Yorish would be Mosef Chomish, because he becomes the Bailam, only because Meiser Sheni Mamon Hedyo. But what comes out from the Rav, it is that Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa is that you're not the Bailam. L'chora, it's like the Ran, the Chidush Ran here, that Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa means it really belongs to Gavoa, it doesn't belong to the who we thought to be the Bailam, the one who is Mafresh it. So this is against Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim said, the Brisker Rav over here in Zvachim quotes Reb Chaim and Dav Vav in Zvachim, and the Achronim quotes Reb Chaim. I think maybe the Eimek Bracha quotes Reb Chaim in the Torah Zeraim, in Meiser Sheni. Reb Chaim said from the Rambam that it's clear that Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa does not mean that it belongs to Gavoa and not to Hedyo. Leis man de polig. Whether you hold Meiser Sheni Hedyo Mamon Gavoa, it belongs to the Bailam. The Shail of Mamon Gavoa Mamon Hedyo is in terms of the Kedusha of the Cheftza, whether its Kedusha precludes the Bailam's ability to do a certain dinim. Is the Kedusha so strong that it precludes the Bailam's ability to be Mekadish and Isha with it? Is it so strong that it precludes his ability to be Mocher, to give as a Matana, to make Haknaus? That's the Shaila. Ma'aser Sheni Maman Gavo means that the Kedusha is in the Chefza and it precludes its mafkia, the Bailam's ability to its Monea, the Bailam's Ishtamshus, because of the Kedusha Shabo, not a din in his Bailas. And Ma'aser Sheni Maman Hedyo doesn't means that the Bailam is able to do these Hakanos. He's able to be Makadi Shanisha with it. He's able to give it as a Matan. He's able to be Mocheret. They're just certain dinim that stem from the Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. But the shaila of Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavo Mamon Hedyor is not in terms of who's the Bailam. Leisman the Palag that the Bailam is the Bailam. The question is whether this Kedusha precludes his ability from doing certain things. That's what Reb Chaim explained. He had a diak in the Lashon and Rambam. I'll read it to you quickly. The Rambam says in Ishas Hey Dalid, HaMekadish Isha B'Ma'aser Sheni Eina Mekudeshes. So you would have thought to say because Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavo and he's not the Bailam, says the Rambam, Lefisha Ein Lo Lasos Bo Shar chafatzav achi yischal, because you're not allowed to do whatever you desire with it until you're potet. Why did the Rambam give that reason? He should have said ma'aser sheni mamon gavoah, and the Rambam passes ma'aser sheni mamon gavoah in different contexts. So why does the Rambam say because you're not able to do shar chafatzav? So elama, it must be, says Reb Chaim, and there are other rayas, that ma'aser sheni mamon gavoah wouldn't have meant that you're not the bailam. With respect to the ability to be Mekadish, and with respect to the ability to Haknos. Because, first of all, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, that you can be Makdish Ma'aser Sheni. Obviously, that must mean that you're the Bailam. Because only a Bailam can be Makdish, a Cheftza. Elama, it must be you're the Bailam. But the Kedusha of the Cheftza precludes your ability from being Mekadish, being Mocher, giving it as Matana. That's where Reb Chaim learned the Rambam. So, Karav in Italia from 5 years ago when I first saw this Reb Chaim, I was very, very bothered. It seems to be against a couple Gemaras, because the Gemara in Maseches, is Reb Chaim clear the difference between the Reb Chaim's understanding of Mamon Gavoah and the Ran and the Ravid? Okay. So the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Lamed Hei and Psachim Lamed Ches makes three dinim tali in the Machlokas Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoah Mamon Hedyo. The three dinim are esrog, challah, and matzah. And the Gemara says all three dinim are about lachem. Ari sosechem, gzer shava for matzaschem, and obviously shalachem when it comes to dalad minim. That if you hold ma'aser sheni mamon gavoah, it's not lachem, it's not yours, and therefore you're not able to be yotze for dalad minim, you're not chayv and challah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Hedyo, it is Lachem, and therefore you would be able to be Yotze, and you'd be Chayv and Chala, you'd be able to Yotze Matzah, v'chule. So l'chora, l'fumriyata, the Gemara is explicit that the Shaila of Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoah, Mamon Hedyo, is not just whether the Kedusha Shabo is mafkia the Bailam's ability to do certain things with the object. Because of it, you can't be mechal the kedusha of the chefza. The Gemara explicitly sticks it into the drashos of lachem, shalchem, mariso sechem. Those lachora are functions of the bailus of the person. Are you the Bailam on the chefza? Are you the Bailam on the yesrug? Are you the Bailam on the isa? Are you the Bailam on the matzah? The Gemara says, according to Reb Meir, ma'aser sheni mamon gavoa means you're not the Bailam, and Rabbi Yehuda holds most Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Hedyo means you are the Bailam. So l'chora, that Gemara is explicit, and the Rambam quotes this, l'chora, the Gemara is explicit that the Shaila of Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoah Mamon Hedyo is not in terms of the Kiddush of the Chetza per se only, but also in terms of whether simply you're the Bailam or not. Does that question make sense? You hear? What's that face? Okay. So, the Rav, he doesn't quote Reb Chaim, but the Rav in Kovitz Chidushei Torah, I saw, discusses the sugya, and he has the same yesod as Reb Chaim, with 60 Rambams and Gemaras. It's incredible. And the Rav obviously reckons with his Gemara in Sukkah and Psachim. And he says, really the Machlokas, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is twofold. One is in terms of whether you're the Bailam or not. Most Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gavoah means it's a hafkah of the zechuyus of the Bailim. And Mamad Hedi means it's not, there's no hafkah of the zechuyus of the Bailim. And that's one machlokus. And then another machlokus is in terms of whether the kiddush of the chefza precludes the Bailim's ability to do certain things. So says the Rav, certain dinim are a function of machlokus aleph, and certain dinim are a function of machlokus beis. And now, without getting into all the different dinim and all the different halachos, ein sham for how the Rav lines it up. But says the Rav that the machlokus meiser sheni mama gavah mama hinu is twofold. It's whether you're the Bailam or not, and also whether the nature of the kedusha of the chefts of meiser sheni, whether that prevents the Bailam or the person who's acting as the Bailam to do certain things. So says the Rav. This is where it gets difficult. He says that because the Rambam says that the inability to be mekadesh and isha is because of you can't just stam do whatever you want because of the kedusha of the chefza, not because of the bailus. That was Reb Chaim's Rambam. So says the Rav, one's inability to be mekadesh and be mocher and give as a matana is not a function per se of the fact that meiser sheni is not the bailim. You're not the Bailam of the Meiser Sheni. It's a function of the Kiddusha of the Chefza. That's why the Rambam formulates the inability to be Mekadesh and Isha, not because you're not the Bailam. It may be true that you're not the Bailam, but that's not the reason you can't be Mekadesh. It's because of the Kiddusha of the Chefza, which precludes your ability from being able to be Mekadesh, to give his matana, sell it. Other dinim, like the Gemara talking about, Gemara and Sukkah talking about Shalachem by Esra, Gematza, and Chala, that's talking about those dinim are not a function of the Kiddusha of that, those dinim are not a function of the Kiddusha of the Chefza, those dinim are a function of one's bailus, which makes a lot of sense. That's the simple read of the Gemara. Shalachem, Ari Soseichem and the Gzer Shava Tematza, those are a function of the Bailus. And since Meiser Sheni, you're no longer the Bailim, therefore, it's Pater from Chala, at least outside of Yerushalayim. When it comes to Yerushalayim, that's a separate story. We'll see later on in the Masechta about that. But that's how the Rav makes this Chilk. So that's how his Miyashiv, the Rambam with the Reb Chaim's explanation, this is a quote from Chaim. Reb Chaim's explanation of the Rambam with the Gemara and Sukkah Lamed Hey and Psachim Lamed Ches. The problem is, it's very hard to understand that the inability to be mekadesh and be mocher and give as a matana is a function of the kiddush of the chefza, but not a function of your bailus. Meaning, if once you're maskim that meiser sheni mamon gavoa, there's a hafka of the zechuyas of the bailim. You're no longer the bailim, so that should also preclude your ability from being mekadesh and yisur wushet. There's a din of shalom and birshuso. In order to give something as a matana, in order to sell something, in order to be mekadesh and isha, you need to be the bailam on the chafza. So it doesn't really explain the Rambam. The Rambam, once you're being maskim from the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Gemara in Pesachim, that ma'aser sheni mamon gavoa means there's a hafka, the zechuyos of the bailam, l'chora, that should also be the explanation why you can't be mekadesh and isha with it. Why do you have to come onto this new reason that the kedusha and the chafza, the kiddush and the chefza prevents you from being able to be mekadesh nisha. L'chora, once you are maskim that meiser sheni mamon gavoa is a hafkav, the zuchuyus of the bailim, that should also be a sufficient explanation as to why you can't give it as a matan, you can't sell it, you can't be mekadesh nisha with it. So I still don't fully understand how to resolve that lashon in the Rambam. L'chora, Reb Chaim's explanation, the Rav, I don't fully chap. Okay, shkoyach.